And we hope to talk with Senator Franken. He's on the line. Okay, let's go to Senator Al Franken. Senator Franken, thanks for joining us at this late hour. This is a huge night. This is world news. What's your immediate reaction? Well, first of all, I was just totally, I have to say, I was really shocked and surprised when I heard that bin Laden was dead tonight.
Me too. This is very emotional. I think it's a very emotional day, a great day. One that's very emotional for every American. Our hearts are, I think, filled with pride and gratitude for everyone who is responsible for bringing Osama bin Laden to justice. Obviously the those who took him out and all the intelligence that went into this, everyone who's been on his trail for so long. I think people's hearts are also full of sadness as we remember that horrible day 10 years ago. And I think people feel some hope as we go forward in our fight against radical jihadism. I don't think this is the end of it. And I also think that the president was wise to remind us of how unified we felt as a nation after 9/11 and how we can achieve anything we really set our minds to if we work together.
Bin Laden, of course, the symbol of terrorism in this country for the last decade, with his death now at the hands of U.S. soldiers, we're quick to point out. What does that do?
We don't know if they were soldiers or SEALs or...
Yes.
I'm not sure.
No, and they haven't said, but U.S. forces of some type.
Yes.
And so the taking down of this symbol of terrorism, how much of a setback is this for terrorism, do you think?
Well, I don't know. I'm not, I've been listening to some of the commentary, I am not certain. Al-Qaeda has sort of spread its affiliates around the world in, Yemen and Somalia and other places. I don't think our fight is done at all. But I think this has got to be an enormous blow to Al-Qaeda. But I don't think we should fool ourselves. And I also think we obviously have to be on extra alert right now.
For retaliation, maybe.
Absolutely. That was my first thought, that this is, a dangerous time right now. And that evidently our troops were put on alert earlier today, and I think that's wise.
Senator Franken, this is Geralyn Steele. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Of course, there was a collaboration between many nations in the past when trying to find bin Laden. As we celebrate here in America with the death of bin Laden, do we know if the rest of the world is celebrating with us?
I would think so, and I would think that there are people all over the world that are celebrating tonight. And obviously we have enemies around the world, but I think there's a lot of celebration tonight.
U.S. intelligence
in that region as well, believe me.
U.S. intelligence has kind of taken a bad rap, I think, in recent years. People saying, well, why can't they track down this bin Laden? This really shows us tonight that they were more... they were better equipped to deal with this than maybe we were thinking a couple of years back.
Well, I guess so. I mean, I don't know the whole story behind this. Obviously, the president told us tonight that he made this the highest priority. Told Leon Panetta, head of CIA, that. And, the president, I remember during the debates during the fairly early on in the presidential cycle last time, said that if there was actionable intelligence, that he could get high members of Al-Qaeda in Pakistan that he would not hesitate to send forces, American forces, into Pakistan. I remember him receiving some criticism on that, and I think that was vindicated today.
Justice has been done, in the words of the president. I was a little surprised to hear that bin Laden was in what was described as a mansion, not too far from Islamabad.
Sounds like more of a compound. And I think the Pakistanis have some explaining to do. I mean, we all thought he was in the tribal regions in Waziristan. That's why when they said they had his body, that was the first thing I heard before the president spoke, and the first information we got was that he was dead and they had his body, and I thought, then it doesn't sound like it was a predator strike in Waziristan. It sounds like something else. And then we learned that it was essentially, I think, in the suburbs of Islamabad, and that in an enormous compound that it's hard to believe that the Pakistanis didn't have some suspicion about this compound. And so I think we're going to learn more about that. But evidently the president said that Pakistani, the ISI or Pakistani intelligence, had something to do with this.
Yeah, and this might be of interest to you if you have just a moment here. I'm just pulling up some stuff off the wires here. It says, in November, intelligence officials found out where he, bin Laden, was living, a huge fortified compound in an affluent suburb of Islamabad. It was surrounded by walls as high as 18 feet, topped with barbed wire. There were two security gates, no phone or internet running into the house. The house believed to be worth $1 million, custom built to harbor a major terrorist.
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to escape the eye, I would think, for Pakistan intelligence. So we're going to have to learn more about that. And if you think about that, the operation to go in and take him out was quite something, and very impressive, and tremendous skill and courage by the men who did that operation.
Absolutely, given the way they explain this here, this compound, it must have been a rather dangerous operation, to say the least.
Yeah, I imagine prepared quite some time and intensely for this, and my understanding is that there were no casualties no American casualties, and minimal casualties in the compound. I don't know who'd be in that compound who would be an innocent, but we got him. We got his body, and I think that's quite remarkable.
I'm also seeing here that three adult males also were killed in Sunday's raid, including one of bin Laden's sons, according to a late dispatcher from the AP. Well, this is a historic night for all of us, for the whole world, really.
It really is, and it's just a good night. I think we all feel a lot of relief, a lot of pride, and almost like a big weight has been lifted from us. But again, my heart is so full going back to the memory of that day. I was here in Minnesota visiting my mom at the time, and my wife and son were in New York at the time, and it takes me back to that day and everything that's happened since. And so I think it's almost hard to process what I feel, and I'm sure what everyone feels. Everyone has, I think, a lot of the same mixture of feelings, and a lot of that is pride in our country and pride in our men and women who are really bearing the burden of this fight.
Well, hopefully we can say the world is a little bit safer tonight because of this.
I think it is. I think it is. But that doesn't mean we have to let down our guard
at all. Not at all.
So it's a great day.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too.
Senator Bye. Al Franken with us live tonight on WCCO, a historic night, as we said, for all of us, and not only in the U.S., but around the world.
Retribution has come.
Justice has been served.
Well, it's been a pleasure announcing this tonight. I had no idea that this Sunday would end up like this as we approach the midnight hour. And CBS has been covering this and will continue to cover this as well.
Let's rejoin CBS and get a little bit more on this here on WCCO Radio.
That the 9/11 victims had to experience on that day of infamy.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Howard Arenstein.
We'll get back to Jeff McCausland's thoughts in just a moment because we have Bob Orr and only have him for a few moments from our Washington Bureau. Bob, you've been at these briefings and you've been listening to all of this. Your thoughts tonight?
Well, it's a big night and now a big morning for the U.S. in the war on terror. I mean, this was the top target, and killing bin Laden by any measure is a big deal. He's the spiritual head of al-Qaeda, and this will deliver quite a blow to al-Qaeda. I think the point's been made and should be made again. This is not the end of al-Qaeda, and certainly not the end of the terror threat we may face. And I think on that point, the FBI and the State Department have been very active in the early morning hours here in warning stateside, the Joint Terrorism Task Forces, to be on the lookout for potential retaliatory strikes, and the State Department on the international front telling embassies to do likewise. So this is a big achievement in the decade-plus-long war on terror, but this is not an end. This is just a milestone.
We can expect some lull, however, because this just happened, and it takes a little bit of time even to plan to grab a rifle and go shoot people.
I think that's right, and I think the radical Islamic blogs and websites have been kind of strangely quiet until now. This operation went down sometime early Sunday, and word did not leak out, so there was not a lot of railing and a lot of calls to arms that we've seen so far. But you have to remember that al-Qaeda has been at this for a while, and there are fractional groups and significant cells like al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, based in Yemen, which is for a couple of years now been very actively planning a campaign against U.S. interests and Western interests both in Europe and here in the homeland. So there may be some things in the pipeline. There's nothing credible that we know of that says it's imminent, but I think it's foolish not to raise our guard a bit and not to be more vigilant, because I think al-Qaeda will try to do something in retaliation for the loss of its leader.
No doubt. Bob Orr, we thank you. And we're going to talk about the threat to come, because it's undoubtedly going to be there. Colonel Jeff McCausland was talking to us just a few moments ago about the thoughts that have been going through his mind and that are undoubtedly going through military minds all over the country.
Yeah, you know, Harley, I'm sure at this very moment, as we see these celebrations on TV at the White House and at in New York City, that if you went to a forward operating base in Afghanistan or a barracks in Iraq or aboard a ship that was right now in the Persian Gulf, as the news spreads around the world, there are similar celebrations going on amongst all those people that are serving us in four different places, as well as those fine intelligence people that are serving in places like the CIA. So this has been a real team effort, and this team that went into Pakistan and killed Osama bin Laden is just part of that team and the actual spear point of the team. But I'm sure everybody who's part of this is just a little bit prouder tonight than they were even a day or so ago. But knowing, as Bob Orr just said, that tomorrow will be another day.
And tomorrow will definitely be that, and vigilance is not something that you can ever relax. Mike Lyons, CBS News military consultant, also a retired major who was in the first Gulf War.
You know, Harley, just like the act of 9/11 mobilized us towards this event, let's hope this one does the same. It provides the deterrence to those out there who believe the U.S. will forget or lose the stomach to track down those who wish us ill will. And if you seek to do us harm, we'll do whatever it takes. We'll spare no expense. We'll use all the resources available, and we'll get the mission done, and we won't rest until justice is done.
You know, if there's anything that I hope, and I think most of us hope, that America doesn't do, it is to have this great sigh of relief that says, we got Osama bin Laden. Now, can we be done with this? Because the reality is we can't be done with this. Am I right, Pam Falk?
Absolutely. And this does reflect both a diplomatic, military, and
grand political win, and that is because it obviously had some cooperation with Pakistan, and that's where the international community may be helpful in the future in all these other offshoots of al-Qaeda in Yemen, Somalia, Pakistan, Iraq, and trying to follow up and really doing the job that this began.
Cammy McCormick is in Washington. Cammy, you know, what comes to my mind, I mean, I'm a longtime Yankees fan. When they win a championship, the reaction is not supposed to be, oh, we did it, we don't have to do it again. It is, now we go back to work, and we have to do what's necessary to win another one. And another one.
Well,
and every team who's ever won.
That's exactly
feels that
right. And, yeah. And you look at the war in Afghanistan, and we wonder how much focus will be on that now, and what the core aim will be now that this figurehead, Osama bin Laden, has been removed from the fight. We just received a statement from an intelligence official. I mean, you mentioned this earlier about there possibly being a lull in retaliatory strikes after this, in time for them to regroup. And in fact, this intelligence official says it may not be an immediate threat that we would see a large-scale plot by an organized group in the coming days, but rather months to a year, or even years after this, that we have to be on the alert for, and that Osama bin Laden's death is a significant development, but it's a development that al-Qaeda would have planned for, and while it will have an effect, it will not remove the threat posed by this core group and the smaller groups around it that have been radicalized. So the fight is not over yet, obviously, for the United States, and this is a key, significant victory for the United States, and it's one that the U.S. administration can point to as saying this is the reason why we're in Afghanistan, this is the reason why we're cooperating with Pakistan. But obviously the fight will go on for much, much longer, because Osama bin Laden in the past has really just become not much more than a figurehead for this group.
Mm. And well, and also, you know, it's proven to be difficult to attack us in the homeland because of the success of Homeland Security and the FBI and all of the organized agencies. I would imagine that for Americans in other countries, these could be nervous times.
Yeah, and the State Department has issued an alert within the past hour, a worldwide alert, telling Americans that there is the possibility of anti-American violence because of this. It may not happen in places that you might expect, in places in the Gulf or in the Middle East. It may happen in other world capitals, in allied countries. It would be a cause, obviously, to rally a lot of supporters of Osama bin Laden or al-Qaeda or radicalized Islamists to attack U.S. interests. So there's that heightened alert there, and Americans will have to be vigilant, obviously, in the months ahead because of that. But we're also keeping now a really close eye on countries where al-Qaeda is based, where the U.S. has focused so much of its efforts in the past on places like Yemen, in the Gulf countries, where we're seeing so much now developing with the unrest and the democracy protests and so forth. There's a lot of changing in that world, and the U.S. will have to be very vigilant as well in keeping an eye on how their efforts are being focused in fighting extremist forces.
All right, Cammy McCormick there in Washington. I just want to take a few seconds, because that's how much time we have left, to thank everyone who's been here this night and this evening to talk about this. Mike Lyons, CBS News military consultant, Jeff McCausland, thank you both for being here with us. Jerry Van Dyke was with us earlier, our Afghan expert, Peter Mayer, of course, our White House correspondent, and Pamela Falk, our national affairs correspondent. I'm Harley Carnes, CBS News. We want to thank you so much for being with us, and don't go anywhere, because there's more coming.
CBS News, I'm Tom Foti. After a decade of hide-and-seek in the mountains and villages of South Asia, Osama bin Laden is dead. Shot in a U.S. Special Forces operation inside Pakistan, authorized by President Obama, who made the announcement late Sunday night.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
CBS News National Security Correspondent David Martin.
A small team dropped into the compound with two helicopters. One of the helicopters was disabled in the raid, and they had to leave one behind. They were on the ground for about 40 minutes. The senior officials said that bin Laden did put up a fight. He did fire back. And now his body is in Afghanistan, and according to these senior officials, will be handled in accordance with Islamic practices.
There has been reaction all over to the successful end of the hunt for bin Laden, some of it right in front of the White House. Some of it from relatives of those lost on 9/11.
I can't tell you the joy and the pride that I felt when I was watching people standing outside of the gates of the White House singing the national anthem.
CBS's Jim Shenavy now on the life of the Al-Qaeda leader.
Osama bin Laden did not set out to be a terrorist.
Osama bin Laden, as a young man, was always seen as shy, quiet, polite, respectful, studious, and always, always religious.
But CBS News Afghanistan expert Jerry Van Dyke says he would come under the sway of radical teachers. Even then, bin Laden was not out to get the U.S. His goal was to make Arab countries more Muslim. That began to change as large numbers of foreign troops were stationed in his homeland in the build-up to the first Gulf War.
Osama bin Laden went to the leadership of Saudi Arabia and said, "We do not want foreign soldiers in the land." The Saudi Arabian government turned him down.
Saudi Arabia eventually kicked bin Laden out, forcing him to move to Sudan, then Afghanistan, then finally to disappear from the radar as he and al-Qaeda became increasingly more violent and anti-Western. In the end, Osama bin Laden became one of the most infamous terrorists of modern times. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
President Obama called his predecessor, George W. Bush, who released the statement summarized by White House correspondent Chip Reed.
I congratulated him and the men and women of our military and intelligence communities who devoted their lives to this mission. They have our everlasting gratitude. This momentous achievement marks a victory for America, for people who seek peace around the world, and for all those who lost loved ones on September 11th, 2001.
And back now to Mr. Obama's statement on the death of bin Laden.
His death does not mark the end of our effort. There's no doubt that al-Qaeda will continue to pursue attacks against us. We must, and we will, remain vigilant at home and abroad.
President Obama, a short time ago, this is CBS News.